Okay, well, let's see here. Ruby's calling us from Bellevue. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Well, you're on my wavelength today.
Uh-oh.
I want to thank you so much for your opening rant. I'm going to immediately go check on those articles. I've been livid about that anyway. I'm even more livid, but I'm going to check on it. So it was not wasted time.
Well,
The
thank
other
you.
thing is that I also am going to prepare for hormone therapy, just what you discussed with that other person. And I thought I caught most of this, that you have to, the idea is you have to increase your acetylcholine before you start, and you do that by using this choline, manganese, et cetera, et cetera. Is
Yes,
that
that's right,
right?
ma'am. That's
Okay,
correct.
one thing I didn't catch was the dosage for the choline.
Oh, a person has to go to 2 grams a day, but that's, remember, all of this is temporary. You don't need to
Right,
use
I
all
understand
that
that.
much. Yeah. Okay, good.
So 2 grams a day. Okay, that's fine. All right. Now, what this last lady talked to you about is virtually my exact situation, almost down to the thing, except I'm a 90-pound, 5'5". However, that's my body frame. I have an extremely small frame. But I don't have AFib. I've been diagnosed with supraventricular tachycardia. Years ago, they also put me on metoprolol. I also am trying to get off it. I've been told, yes, I can do that. I can wean off of it. But I was doing some research about it because I don't want it to turn around and bite me again, because I do a lot of high-altitude solo backpacking, and I
All
should
right.
be in good shape. And I noticed that in researching that, one of the things that was brought up, because I'm trying to look for where is the root cause, because I have really good health and I'm really skinny and I eat really well and all the good stuff, I don't have problems. So they were suggesting hyperthyroidism was thought to be a possible cause. If that were true, what kind of symptoms might I have?
Well, when it's true hyperthyroidism, ma'am, a lot of times just the hyperthyroidism alone causes a person to have unaccountable anxiety. We can get the heart going too fast. It can cause sweating. It can cause even slight tremors when it gets bad anyway. You can just look up on your computer or in your dictionary, you can look up something called Graves' disease, Graves, Graves disease. And it'll give you those and many more symptoms. Now, if they thought you had that, there's, in addition to body symptoms, there's a really simple thyroid blood test that one can run and find out if the active thyroid hormones are indeed too high, and that would either rule in or rule it out. But if you have any of those symptoms I mentioned, yeah, I'd probably go get the blood test too.
Well, I was literally, I think, born with panic disorder. My dad had it too. I had it all my life, and they didn't know what it was until I was many decades old. And then they treated me, well, before that, they thought it was, they needed to give me tranquilizers. So I went around as a zombie for years. And then about, I think, 1988, they said, oh, we know what that is. And they gave me imipramine or whatever. But so I've had that all my life, and I kind of thought that that played into then going into the tachycardia. I mean, I would get plain old ordinary tachycardia with the panic attacks, but I could get rid of those with Valium. The Valium doesn't have any impact on the attacks that I get if I have the
No.
SVT, but I haven't had any of those in a long, long time. And my dose is only 10 milligrams, and the only a side effect I've noticed, I normally have really low blood pressure, is just that I seem to be getting dizzier. I have a problem with
Okay,
dizziness.
ma'am, let me break in here. You've got, you told me 5'5", 90 pounds, I believe I heard. And then I heard low blood pressure. Ma'am, that is absolutely classic for a weak adrenal cortex. The cortex of the adrenal glands is the part that makes the cortisol and the related hormones. And when a person has a weak adrenal cortex and their body just simply can't make enough cortisol to fight stress, then the body pulls the emergency rip cord. It's got to do something to fight that stress. And out comes the adrenaline. And it comes from a different part of the adrenal glands called the medulla. And that part hey, if that part is weak, we drop dead. I'm serious. So we have to have that adrenal medulla functioning. So it's kind of like the bodily is final resort. And it pulls the cord, and out comes a whole bunch of adrenaline, and the heart starts pounding, and we get anxious, and so on and so forth. And if you take a look at a report by a Dr. John Tintero, which was published in the New York State Medical Journal in 1952, and he gave the top 10 symptoms of weak adrenal cortex, most of them were neurologic, panic, anxiety, all the things that are caused by adrenaline rush. Ma'am, you really should consider getting in to see a doctor who not only is skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, but can help you to find out whether you have weak adrenals. The odds are extremely high. That's weak adrenal cortex. If you put together, again, height, weight, and low blood pressure, what one does to test that is collect all the urine for 24 hours. The adrenal steroids are measured, the cortisol, cortisone, and the downstream metabolites. And over again, with that height, weight, and blood pressure report, we find that person's had weak adrenals, and they may have had them all their life. And it may be responsible, actually, for a lot of their symptoms they have for a lifetime, just simply because that cortex has been weak, so the adrenaline keeps coming out in rushes. Time for me to shut up, ma'am.
Oh, well, so if that's the problem, and I get it treated or something, does that mean I'm going to gain a whole bunch of weight or something? Because, I mean, I have this super tiny frame.
No, you're not going to gain a whole bunch if you work with a doctor who knows what he or she is doing in this area. You're absolutely not, because what we do, usually, is low-dose, bioidentical cortisol, controlled quantities. Yes, you can gain weight if you overdose, but there's an entire book out there called Safe Uses of Cortisol by a professor who did that for his whole career. And then we don't want you to do that forever, so there are things a person can take that strengthen their adrenal glands. You heard me mention to one of the prior callers, if we need to, we can bring in the adrenal cortex cell rejuvenation therapy by Dr. Nihans. I've used that for, as I said, a couple of dozen ladies with weak adrenals, and it's a big help. But before we get there, we can basically use as a crutch the low-dose bioidentical cortisol, which is safe, and you can read the book on that. And then we can bring in the botanicals and the vitamins that help strengthen the adrenals. And so frequently we can get rid of that low-dose cortisol, which is just a crutch. Now, it can be a necessary crutch, but it's a crutch for a while. But it never hurt anything if we keep the dose low. And then if we need to, we can bring in the cell therapy. So how many pounds do people usually gain out of these two dozen women with weak adrenals? I'd say on the average they gain 5 to 10, ma'am. Because the cortisol does help us gain weight, but unless you use too much, it's not going to help you get overweight.
This is most interesting, because I've fought that panic disorder all my entire life. Since I was a tiny kid, they were giving me meprobamate when I was like 5 or 6 years old.
You lucky lady.
What is this guy, John, whatever, about the
Tintera.
How do you spell?
Tintera. If you put in that name online, I'm sure you'll find information about him. John Tintera.
Okay, that's G as in George?
No, John.
No, John's last name.
T-I-N.
G as in George?
No, tin as in tin hat.
Oh, T. Tin, T-I-N-G-E-R-A.
Nope, T-E-N-T-E-R-A.
Tintera. Oh, okay, my ears are going, I guess. Okay, boy, that was helpful in education. Oh, the other thing, the rejuvenation through cell therapy. You were saying possibly eBay, Amazon. What was the other source you quoted?
Just look in usedbooksearch.co.
I understand that. Before you found it, you said you might be able to get on Amazon, eBay, or where? What was the third place you said?
Well, I found those through going through used book search, ma'am, because it searches all the others and it gives you a list, and then you click on the one that gives you the best price.
Ah, I get it. All right. Well, I won't take any more of your time. This is so helpful. I will immediately set up something with Dr. Sherman then.
Please do. He can help you a lot. Okay.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You're welcome, ma'am.